You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hey there, this is Thomas Stomville, also known as Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you or teach you everything you need to know about spatial audio with Dolby Atmos in Apple Music. So I'm going to be focusing just on the Apple Music aspect in this podcast. Yes, I realize there's spatial audio within the video aspect with the Apple TV Plus, Disney Plus, and etc. But we're going to be specifically just focusing on Apple Music. So obviously you will need an Apple Music subscription to take advantage of a lot of the features that I'm going to introduce here. I would like to try to focus down and explain what are all these different jargons. What is spatial audio? What is Dolby Atmos? What is the big deal? What is this all this hubbub that Apple has been pushing? They've been pushing spatial audio. They've been pushing Dolby Atmos and the whole nine yards. They have claimed that it can be a whole new revolutionary way of being able to listen to music. And that will be depend on you as the listener. Obviously, there are a lot of different opinions about this. Some people think it's great. Some people don't. But that's not the point of the podcast. I'm just basically here to kind of lay it all out for you to understand. And who knows? Maybe you'll be an Apple Music subscriber before you know it because of this podcast and what you hear. All right, so let's begin with what is Dolby Atmos? So let's start with that. So Dolby Atmos is a feature or is a... Everybody knows that Dolby Surround Stereo, for example. So we have a digital theater room, for example, and you have speakers all over the place. It just depends how you're set up. There's a 5:1, 7:1, blah, blah, blah. It's just, you know, you can go on and on. What does that mean? Well, do I have a speaker to the left, to the right, to the back of me, center, subwoofer? And you get the idea. You know, when you go to the theater, they have a lot more speakers along the walls. So you, obviously you have more speakers to the left, and that gives you a better surreal feeling of being in a 3D bubble and being able to hear things all around you. Well, we have come to love stereo, which is especially left and right. So the music has always been just left and right. And before that, back in the old days, it was just mono. But we have always come to love with stereo. And now we are talking about digital Dolby Atmos. So essentially, it's taking the stereo and put a 3D spin to it. So think of yourself in a 3D bubble, and we got music coming from everywhere around you. It is amazing. Above you, below you, back, behind you, front of you, to the corner, catacorner, left and right. Those is what Dolby Atmos does. So essentially, back in the days, we had to, well, I should say the audio engineer had to split those tracks and say this will go directly to the left, this will go to the right, and you have all these channels. Well, that's come and gone with the Dolby Atmos. Essentially, the pointer, or I should say the audio engineer, can point anywhere in that 3D space, put that music there. So I want that drum to be right there, and that way I can hear over there, or I can put this person over there, the backup singers over to the right, and they can just in a 3D sense, be able to point it where you want to. Yes, you'll have to have the headphones to really enjoy this the most. However, that's not always true. There are devices like the HomePod, for example, that actually produce or takes advantage of the Dolby Atmos. So you have one little thing in the center here that is producing 3D sounds around the room. There are other companies and factories that are selling the same technology as you would with the HomePod. So that will work with that as well. Can you do it with some of the Apple devices like your iPhones and iPad? You sure can. And I'll explain that a little bit later. Now that you know what Dolby Atmos is, it's just a codec or code that the audio engineer have to create this 3D sound all around you. So you get that immersive surround sound music. And it's not just tied left, right, up, down, it's all direction. Then Apple decided to throw in called spatial audio with Dolby Atmos. They just kind of put that kind of a spin in there. So essentially, it's kind of like saying it's Dolby Atmos Plus, because spatial audios get thrown in there. Yes, spatial audio is specifically, at this time, an Apple feature only. You can only get this feature in certain devices. Those devices such as your AirPods Pro, AirPods Max, those are examples. No other headsets have this. Also, spatial audio is kind of like a head tracking sensor. In other words, there's a sensor in these headphones that if I move my ear, or I should say, let's just, for example, I have a drum set in front of me, right? And if I look to my left, the drums will now be in my right ear. And if I go back to the center and look directly in front of me, I hear the drum in front of me. And if I look to the right, now it's in my left ear. That is spatial audio. You're able to move within the bubble itself how you want to hear it. That's what makes spatial audio works. Now, questions I get, do you need Apple devices or Apple AirPods Pro or Max to take advantage of the Dolby Atmos? No, you do not. And I'm going to explain here a little bit later how you can do this with headphones of yours. The other questions I will get to, can I get this on my devices? Yes, you can. And I'll explain which devices supports those as well. So what I'm going to do next, I'm going to let you hear for your own ears the experience what Dolby Atmos sounds like. I was able to capture this, and Apple has released a little snippet of a audio tutorial of what it's like and what it sounds like from going mono to stereo to Dolby Atmos. So without further ado, let's give that a listen.
When we say that spatial audio with Dolby Atmos is about to change music forever, we're not kidding. This is a giant leap forward, one that's going to revolutionize the way fans listen and artists create. Sometimes, though, you need to hear it to believe it. So, to illustrate just how massive the difference is, we've made this audio guide to walk you through the past and into the future. All you'll need is a pair of headphones. The song is Marvin Gaye's 1971 classic, What's Going On? And for the first few seconds, everything you'll hear is in mono, the audio standard, until the late 1960s. Notice how everything feels a bit stationary, just in front of you. Now let's move into stereo, which is how most of us have always listened to music. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. Feels like it's opened up, right? Stereo sends all of a song's information through two channels, on your left and on your right. Marvin's voice, Eli Fontaine's saxophone, all of it sounds good. And that is because this is what we're used to hearing. We don't need to escalate. Which brings us to Dolby Atmos. Check this out. See, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find. You can feel that space between the acoustic and electric guitars. You should be noticing how those snaps and hand drums pop, or the way that bass line comes alive like it's swimming in your chest. Or what about the closeness of his vocals? Like you're in the middle of the music, like you've stepped into a new world and can explore it again and again. This song is timeless, but it's fair to say we've never heard it sound quite like this. Think about how it's going to feel the first time you hear all of your favorite songs in Dolby Atmos. Imagine how it will shape songs that haven't even been written yet. Right on. Music really is about to change forever. Let's go.
And I think that was remarkable. Now listen to this one.
Thinking I can make as many songs, but I really wanna live.
Wasn't that amazing? So to really take advantage of that, I hope you're wearing your headphones. This is something that you really can pick that up in your headphones or on a really good set of speaker system, especially a stereo speaker system. All right, so that really comes down to the eye of the beholder. If they thought that is just truly amazing. To me, I thought the sound was amazing. What the demonstration was fantastic. It was a huge difference. And especially when I put my headphones, it was like, wow, this is a whole new experience. So I do agree it is a whole new experience. It really comes down to the audio engineer or the person that's mastering that song. There's a couple songs out there that is in Dolby Atmos, it's so-so, and there's some that are really fantastic. So it really comes down to who produced it and who mastered the product to make that work. Also, the other thing to note too is like how many artists are we going to expect to hear this? Is this going to be a big new thing that will go outside of the Apple realm? I hope so. I hope other systems and companies will pick up on Dolby Atmos, because the more that gets out there, the more we will be able to experience on Apple Music. So let's get back to the Apple Music itself. So this is all about Apple Music. So why am I talking about this? That is because spatial audio with Dolby Atmos has been introduced into Apple Music. So we essentially have two different things. We got spatial audio and we got the Dolby Atmos. The digital part of the spatial audio at the time of the recording is not available at this time. However, if you are listening to this podcast in the later part of the fall of 2021, that is when Apple is supposed to release the spatial audio with Dolby Atmos. Now, at this time, you can listen to the Dolby Atmos and provide certain artists and songs that are available at this time. We can go ahead and enjoy that as we speak. The other feature they mentioned is lossless audio. So let's talk about these two. Is there a difference between spatial audio and Dolby Atmos? At this time, as I mentioned before, no, there isn't, because essentially spatial audio has not been turned on until this fall of 2021. So if you're listening to this podcast afterwards, it is most likely turned on. And at that time, you can take advantage of the spatial audio with your Dolby Atmos. Now let's talk about lossless audio. This is a totally different thing entirely. This is how the sound is recorded. Lossless means there is no compression. So let's do a little basic knowledge about music streaming. When you stream your music now in different various platforms, so whether that's Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, they are compressed. So if you are familiar with MP3s, remember how we have the different types of kilobits settings? So really, the higher the resolution, the better. So lossless means there's no compression, so you don't miss out on the details. So you get a lot more fuller information about the sound, all the different types of high ends, low ends, middles, and things like that. The more it gets compressed, and as we go into streaming, they are compressed. So you are not essentially getting the full aspect of the music. Now, a lot of us, we enjoy music as much as we can, and we love it. Now, obviously, older songs, you won't get that full detail because they were recorded in mono and whatever not, unless it was remastered, and the newer things nowadays sounds amazingly different. That's why. It is just how it's mastered and how it was recorded and what rate. So essentially, the compression that we deal with, we hear on an AirPod Pro, AirPod Max, they are compressed. A lot of the Bluetooth do not support lossless because that's a limitation of the Bluetooth itself. So because it doesn't support lossless, you will have to get an adapter for your headphones or whatever that may be that will connect to your device. So if I'm wearing my headphones, I will have to get a digital to analog connector that will go to my headphones. So if I have a Bose, for example, if I hook that up and I put it right into my phone to the Lightning port, for example, yes, then I will be able to hear lossless audio and experience that if I want to. For those with the AirPod Pro and AirPod Max, well, there is an adapter that you can purchase, but my understanding, it is still not in lossless. However, the good news is that supposedly there is supposed to be a firmware update one of these times for these headphones that will support lossless when it's plugged in. If you have a HomePod or you have a stereo system that can support lossless, then you are able to enjoy lossless. Now, keep in mind, lossless size or the music size is huge, and I mean woohoo big. And I'm going to be slowly show you some of these settings, how we can change the different quality sounds, how to enable lossless and those things. I'm also going to show you the settings. So if you do not have an AirPod Pro or an AirPod Max, but you have a Sony or a Bose or whatever headphones you want, and you want to utilize the Dolby Atmos, I am going to show you how to do it. It is a very easy settings in your iOS that will make that change, so you can enjoy that feature. So I don't need AirPods, is that right? Yes, that's correct. So you can use any headphones to enjoy the Dolby Atmos. Now, well, there is a catch 22. Not every song and artist has Dolby Atmos or spatial audio or lossless at this time. Hopefully the Apple Music library, and they promise that it will keep to grow and grow. I see the lossless coming in handy, and I can see that to grow. It will be remain to seen if the digital Dolby Atmos takes off. I would love to see that. And don't forget, there is Apple Master Audio. What is that? I haven't mentioned that. That is when Apple will master a particular song that will take advantage of the AirPods Pro and Max and makes it sound even better. There are some songs that takes advantage of this, and it just makes your mouth water when you listen to it. It is amazing. No, unfortunately, you won't be able to hear that effect if you have a Bose or Sony or third-party headphones, but you will be able to take advantage of the Dolby Atmos. So let me show you what it looks like with my Apple Music up. I'm going to take a song here. This one I have up already. It's by The Weeknd, called Save Your Tear. So here I'm on the screen here. And if you aren't an Apple Music subscriber, you'll know what I'm at. Otherwise, if you don't have Apple Music subscriber or subscription, this is what it sounds like when you come to a particular song. So we'll go to the right here.
Save Your Tears, remix, single.
Okay, so that's the name of the song itself, so it's a remix.
The Weeknd and Ariana Grande, button.
And it tells you who developed it.
R&B/soul middle.2021.
Tells me about the genre of The Weeknd.
Play, button.
And then it gives you the option to play. Now, typically, when I bring up an album, this is what it looks like. You got the play button.
Shuffle,
button. And then we got the shuffle button. Now, below are the songs that are in the album. Because this is an EP, he or this person only released one song for this EP.
Dolby Atmos, button.
And then we get to the area that tells me what is available for this song. So obviously this says Dolby Atmos, so it is available because it says right there. If you want the description of it, just double tap that.
Dolby Alert, Dolby Atmos. Dolby Atmos is an immersive audio experience that surrounds you with sound from all sides, including above.
And we'll go to the OK.
Learn more, button, OK, button.
And I'm swiped into right.
Dolby Atmos, button.
And if we go to the right here.
Lossless, button.
That tells me it has lossless as well. That is available for this particular song or album. So essentially, in this case, we're looking at the EP. I'm looking at the album itself. Otherwise, the song will have the same thing as well. Let's double tap this.
Lossless, alert, lossless.
And go to the right.
Lossless uses Apple Lossless Audio Codec, ALEC, for bit 4-bit accuracy up to 24-bit/48 kHz.
Okay, go to the right.
Learn more, button, okay, button.
Hit OK.
Lossless, button.
And go to the right.
Apple Digital Master, button.
Aha, this is what I was telling you before. So this particular album or song has all three of these items. Let's listen to this last one.
Apple Digital Alert, Apple Digital Master. Apple Digital Masters start from 24-bit files and are optimized to bring the best sounding audio to Apple products. Learn more, button. OK, button.
And OK. Now the cool thing is that if you do have an AirPod Pro or an AirPod Max, the beautiful thing about the Apple mastering feature is that it takes advantage of things that can only be in those devices. So you can only hear those mastering to those headphones. And as I mentioned before, it really makes a big difference. It really sounds great. overall, really, every Apple Music, I don't care which headphones or speaker system you're having, the music coming out of Apple Music is gorgeous. They have their own compression, which comes out, really, if you are familiar with 256 kilobits in MP3, that's how good the sounds come back out. Now, obviously, that'll depend on the song itself, how old it is. It too depends if it takes advantage of that full range of sound. Give you an idea. A CD is at 320. Just think of that number, 320. This is a 256. Wow, that sounds good. Most of the older days, we were listening to 128, maybe 192 kilobits, a lot of MP3s. I know this is a lot of jargons, but for those that do understand that, or just think of a numbering system, 320 is literally boom, CD quality. Lossless is right in that range. So think of 320 is CD to almost to the lossless area. And then this has 256, so it's quite high, and it's going to be very difficult for even with the keenest ears of them all to be able to hear the difference. But if you have some high-end stereo system, or if you are an audiophile and you're one of those got an ear that you can just, a dog ear, I would say, you can hear everything, you will be able to hear just a little bit of difference. Otherwise, a normal general user like myself, I am not able to tell the difference. Now, I promised you I was going to show you the other settings. Now, how do I get this set up so I can take advantages of this Dolby Atmos you keep talking about? And what you heard in the demonstration before, it was gorgeous. I would like to hear this when I can, when I'm using Apple Music. Great question. This is easy to do. So once again, get your iPhone out, go to your home screen, and start to look for your Apple settings. Once you get to the settings,
double tap to open it. Settings.
Now I want you to swipe to the right until you get to music.
Music button.
Double tap.
Allow music to access. Heading.
And now we're going to go down by headings until we get to audio.
Library. Heading. Audio. Heading.
And to go to the right of this.
Dolby Atmos. Always on. Button.
All right. We got Dolby Atmos. Now mine's set to always on. Now yours is probably set to automatic. I'll explain that in a moment here. If you double tap this.
Automatic.
And go to the right.
Selected. Always on.
We have the always on option.
Off.
And then we have the off option. Now before this.
Selected. Automatic.
Is the automatic. Automatic is for devices like your headphones that I mentioned, AirPods Pro, AirPods Max. That will take advantage of this and will select it automatically because it detects that you have these devices. And that also is true with certain Beats headphones that Apple's creates and produce. So if you have these headphones, it will automatically do this for you. So if a song does have it, it will turn on, and if it doesn't, it'll just turn off. Really, in this example, as I went to the right here,
selected, always on.
Always on. If you have a Bose or Sony or any other headphones and you want to be able to enjoy Dolby Atmos anytime it is available, select to always on. I have this on so we can get this full experience on this podcast, so I'm able to create that in this cast for you. So this is how you go in, turn it on, and yes, now you're able to experience Dolby Atmos without having to use any Apple device. Pretty cool, huh? Let's go back out of here, top left.
Music, back button.
Double tap.
Music, Dolby Atmos, always on, button.
The other one I want to show you is the lossless stuff. So let's go to the right.
Audio quality button.
Here's the audio quality that I was talking about. If you double tap this,
lossless audio off.
Double
tap to toggle setting.
We have the option to turn lossless audio on. This is default by turned off. If you want to take advantage of lossless audio, simply just double tap that and turn that on. Now, remember, you'll have to have this plug in to your iPhone, and I keep it off for two reasons. Number one is that my Bluetooth headphones, which is an AirPod Max, does not support lossless at this time. So I just simply turn that off. Will I hear any difference? No, you're not going to hear any difference because of the compression is there. You will only hear the difference if you use a digital to analog converter. That is a little plug that goes from a Lightning to your headphones. That's what the little converter is. So like a little dongle that you've seen. That is the only way you get to the lossless stuff here. The other thing to note is, as I mentioned before, lossless audio is huge. If you are streaming this, yes, I have Wi-Fi, and sure, I can take advantage of that. But if for some reason you have Wi-Fi, it depends with your service package, with your ISP. You may have a data cap, for example. We definitely do with our cell, right? So we want to be very careful because it is huge, and it will suck up a lot of bandwidth to use lossless. Let's go to the right here.
Lossless files preserve every detail of the original audio. Turning this on will consume significantly more data.
Okay.
About lossless audio. Link.
You want to know more information about it? Double tap that.
Cellular streaming. High quality. Button.
All right. So on the cell, what do I want to hear? You got several options here. If you double tap this.
None.
Obviously, when you're on cell, you're using data. And depending on your data, you probably have a very limited amount. Perhaps you have unlimited, or you have unlimited with a cap, whatever not. This will give you an option to say, no, I don't want anything to be produced off at all.
High efficiency, HEAC with low data usage.
You have the low efficiency that uses less data.
Selected, high quality, AAC.
And the high quality is what's sounded now, and I have that to high quality. Now, some people are asking, why don't you just keep it on all the time? Yes, you can do that as well. So all this fun and dancing that I was doing, yes, you can just select that to always on. If it comes available, great. If it doesn't, you won't take advantage of it. Now, remember, the AirPods Pro and the AirPod Max at this time are the only one that will take advantage of the spatial audio when Apple Music releases that. So again, that is tied dynamically to your head tracking is what allows you to be able to use the spatial audio, and that puts you into the bubble where you want to be. So the bottom line is, yes, I can use any headphones to take an advantage of this new Dolby Atmos. You will need spatial audio if you decide to buy AirPod Pro or Max, as the only device at this time that supports spatial audio. So really, in the end, what we're talking about is, yes, I don't need AirPods Pro or Max to take advantage of the Dolby Atmos. As I showed you in this example, we were able to change some of the settings that allows you to listen to this. I also showed you how you can do some lossless audio if you decide to use that as well. Almost every device will support this as well, Cast 22. Not every song has Dolby Atmos or lossless audio feature available. So hopefully this will grow in time. If you really want to be able to take advantage of this special switching, as I mentioned up before, and you want that dynamic tracking experience that you get with Apple Music, and not just with Apple Music, but with movies that you can find in Apple TV Plus and Disney Plus and other great platforms to watch video, it is an amazing experience. That's what is really going to be gung-ho for. I find the spatial audio, wow, is a wow in the movies arena or shows and things like that. However, it's not really necessary. As long as it has Dolby Atmos, that is what is causing the immersive surround sound experience that you heard right here and earlier in this podcast. It's really about the Dolby stuff. And the good news is that almost every headphones you have will be able to experience that. And even with the devices I've mentioned and some high-end speaker system and your HomePod will be able to take advantage of the Dolby Atmos. Now, before I head out of here, there is one more spatial audio item I want to mention that AirPod Pro, AirPod Max at this time supports is spatial audio. However, what you may not know, and this fall of 2021, with iOS 15 comes something called spatialized stereo. This is something that's going to be very beneficial and to some people might be able to push you over the edge in buying Apple products for the spatial audio. So spatialized stereo allows me to have a spatial audio experience on non-Dolby Atmos movies and music. So yes, so if I'm in Spotify, if you don't have Apple Music, no problem. So as soon as this fall, you go to Spotify, play a song, and then you'll be able to change that to spatialized stereo. What is this spatialized stereo thing? It stimulates, it will take that and give you a 3D effect. Now, of course, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be exactly like Dolby Atmos, but it brings a new entire experience with spatialized stereo. So I want to put that out there. Well, that's going to do in this podcast. Everything you need to know with spatial audio with Dolby Atmos in Apple Music. I hope this was of help. Kind of gives you an idea, decisions. Do I want to go with Apple Music? Do I want to go with AirPod Pro, AirPod Max? Or if I just want to use my standard headphones and go ahead and use the digital Atmos where it's available, the choice is yours. All right, with that, let's head on out of here with one more examples and sample of Dolby Atmos in action. As I exit out of here, we'll listen to The Weeknd, Save Your Tears, in Dolby Atmos. All right. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device. Visit www.applevis.com.